Praise the Lord for His mercy and grace upon all of us. Although we live in different countries, but our God is one and He is awesome and good God. And it is our recognition that He sent His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from internal sin. And it is very clear in John chapter 3, verse 16, and very beautiful verse, a whole Bible message is in this verse. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, whosoever believe in Him, not perish but have everlasting life. So this is our gift, price, and faith. And if you, most of the audiences, there are my brothers and sisters, some are younger to me, some are older to me, and they all know, but most faces I am seeing here are not familiar to me, and they are the new one. So Pastor Kip introduced me, and I am very thankful again to be with you in this night. And God has a purpose in our life, and sometimes He wants us to preach overseas in different countries. Sometimes He brings from one country to another country for the study purpose or to proclaim His gospel to other peoples and nations. But I thanks God that He is with me here, and I am His disciple, His servant, and I am thankful to the Lord. First of all, it is my great privilege to be here in this evening with you to share the very important subject and core issue of Christian belief: Allah and God, God of the Holy Bible and Allah of the Quran. Two words: either God of the Holy Bible and the Allah of the Quran is one or not. So I want to say thank you to my brother Pastor Kip inviting me to speak on this topic, and also thankful to you all that you came here to listen to me. And if you have the Bible with your own, please open Exodus chapter 20. And verse 1. And God spoke all of these words: I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the water below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punish punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generations of those who hate him, but showing love to thousands generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. May the Lord bless you. Amen. This is a commandment, the Ten Commandments. God gave to the Moses to tell the people, because Israel was a chosen nation, the only nation on the earth who believe on true God. But after centuries, we have seen so many differences, so many other books like Quran, like Gita of the Hindus, Bhaiism, and other so many, and they believe the gods. But now we want to focus on a very important issue, the Allah. Because I got emails from my friend, and he sent to me, I want to read it before you, and it's very interesting for you. Bush betrayal to Islam and its foreign God. In an act of reverence and homage to the pagan demon god Allah, the ancient Nabataean's moon god of Islam, President Bush, lapdog of oil industries and partner of the Christian persecuting and Islamic radiation funding Saudi Arabian Wahhabist. And it is a long, long, but I think that you understood what I said. Then I, again, another email from a friend, and it is from thechristianity.com. Alas, and it is a statement of a Roman Catholic father that Christian says to God, Allah. Allah and God is same. So when I read this material and I met to Brother Kip, and he asked me that you must talk about Allah and God, because it is very necessary, it is very important for our faith, internal life, and especially to you, because we all people living in Pakistan know about Allah because we live in the Muslim world. But majority of the American, they do not know. So it is very important. Just listen. It's a very important matter of belief. Who is God and who is Allah? Jews believe the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, believing on Old Testament. Christian believes the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and father of our Lord Jesus Christ, both Old and New Testaments, the complete Bible. Because the Holy Bible is a true word of God. Muslims believe Allah, and nearly one of five human beings claim that Muslim religion. And if you count, so the population of the world, so every five person claims that he is a Muslim. And after Christianity, Islam is the second biggest religion in the world. And about 54 Islamic nations are in this world. 54 Islamic nations, mostly are in Africa, Middle East, and Asia. So, the Muslim religion, Islam, and it is not only the dominant religion in the North Africa, Middle East, but also the second largest religion in the world, I told you. And now it became a second religion in United States of America. Every American must know about the Islam and Allah because of the liberal immigration policies. Millions of Muslims believing Allah now immigrated to America, and every day hundreds of aircrafts are landed at American airports, bringing Muslims from different countries as an immigrant to settle here. And it became the second largest religion in the United States. Over 600 Islamic centers have been built in the United States. Two-third American Muslims are from Arab countries, and one-third is composed of various Muslim countries. And in near future, American society would be a different society. And for your information, in Maryland, more than 40 mosques and Islamic centers are working. The different kind of challenge of belief in the Holy Bible, I that the God said, I am only one God. And in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 9, God said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I gave you today are to be open, to be upon your upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at the home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as a symbol on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on your door frames of your houses and on your gates. We Christians believe in one God. This creed is very clear in the Holy Gospel. Jesus said in Mark, Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verse 29 and 30, the same I read before you. Jesus said and taught this belief when a Jew came to ask him about the greatest commandment. He answered him, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Hear, O Israel, Lord our God is one. And the second is that love your neighbor as yourself. There is no command greater than this. Why this is said? Because many ancient religion, the olden one, believed in many gods, but Jews and Christians believe only one God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the true God. In John chapter 8, 54, Jesus said, Jesus replied, "If I glorify myself, my glory means nothing. My Father, whom you claim as your Father, is one who glorify me." Your Father and our Father is one. And in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 19, Apostle James said, Apostle James expressed the same belief, saying, "You believe that God is one, you do well." You believe that God is one and you do well. Now question is, who is God of the Bible? And it is very clear in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. In the past, God spoke to us, to our forefathers, through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. And it is also very clear if we read the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1. Now, God of the Bible, what he tells in this beautiful, holy book. Because this book is inspired by the God and written by different peoples. And every Christian in this world believes that this is a word of God. We want to start it from the Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. The beginning and the creation of the world. God saw all that had made, and it was very good. And there was evening and morning, the sixth day. And seventh day, he rested upon his work, and God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. This is a statement from the Bible, the Word of God. We all have with us and in homes. And every Christian who believes on Jesus Christ as his personal Savior believes this statement. But there is another book, and this is a Quran, the book of the Muslims. 2,700 times in this book, name Allah is written. 2,700 times in this book, the word Allah is. And this is also a book. This is also a holy book. But these are two books. Now we want to check what the Bible says and what the Quran says. Now, we read about the creation of the world in the Holy Bible. 6 days. But Allah in the Quran says that in Surah means chapters. And I think I haven't time that I read all the surahs. But I will try my level best, but I can't do.
Surah 41, verse 9, 10, and 12. Allah took 8 days to create. 2 more days. So this is the first beginning difference. The very first problem in the Quran, Allah concerned the days it took God to create the world. Thus Allah begins with the contradictions of the Holy Bible in the very first chapter of the Bible. Number 2, about the Noah, the flood of Noah. We all know about this. What is the flood and his sons? According to the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, 7, and 13, all 3 sons of the Noah went into the ark with him and were saved from the flood. We all remember all this story. Yet, in the Quran, what Allah says? The Allah says in the Quran in Surah 11:32 and 11:32 to 48 that one of the son refused to go into the ark and drowned in the flood. And in Surah 11:44 also claims that the ark of the Noah. You understanding? Rest to the Mount of Judi, J-U-D-I. While the Bible says Mount Ararat. The other difference. Next, the mistakes about Abraham, the father of the nations. And very clear picture we have in chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, when God blessed him. I will not go in detail, but the Bible tells that Terah, the father of Abraham, Genesis 11:26, and after Terah had lived 70 years, he became the father of Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. But in the Quran, Allah says, Abraham's father name was Azhar. The other difference. Abraham's father name was Azhar, Surah 6, chapter 74. And it is written in the surah, in this verse, Abraham said to his father, Azhar, do you take idols for God? Next, the Bible says, Abraham did not have 2 sons, but 8 sons. 3 wives, Sarah, Hagar, and other, Keturah, what you say that one? The third one. What's the exact pronunciation? And 8 sons. But the Quran says that Abraham had only 2 sons, Ishmael and Isaac. And it is also, we can find out in the Genesis chapter 25, verse 13 to 15. Next, the Quran says he lived and worshipped in the valley of Makkah in Saudi Arabia. Surah 14 verse 37. And Allah tells Abraham, Abraham had 2 wives and 2 sons, Ishmael and Isaac, built an altar to the law. Muslims also claim that Adam and Abraham built the Kaaba. But Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 13 verse 18, Abraham built an altar to the Lord at Hebron. Quran says, Abraham built Kaaba. And this is another contradiction and difference between the Holy Bible and the Quran. And Quran says in Surah chapter 2, verse 1 to 5, 125 to 127. And remember, Abraham and Ishmael raised the foundation of the house of Allah in Kaaba. Abraham did not raise his descendant in the valley of the Makkah. He never been in the valley of Makkah or Arabia according to the Bible, because Bible is 600 before the Quran is. Next. According to the Bible, Abraham was not thrown into a fire by Nimrod. He was a king at that time. But Quran claims in Surah 21, verse 68 to 69, and in other surah, chapter 9 and 69, they said, burn him and protect your gods. If you do anything at all, what said, O fire, you be cool and safely for Abraham. These two verses tells us a different things. Where the king Nimrod asked Abraham, if asked his servants and the soldiers to put Abraham into the fire, because Abraham believed on the oneness of God and the other people believed on different gods. So Bible does not tell us about this story. Next, the lost error is the most serious because it reveals frequent problem in the Quran. Nimrod lived many centuries before Islam, before Abraham. How then did Nimrod manage to throw Abraham into the fire when Nimrod had been died centuries ago? The Allah of the Quran and the Muslims, Muhammad, his messenger, in particular, did not think the terms of the linear time, that is historical chronology. Next, God promised a son to Abraham, God's covenant with Abraham, and it is Genesis chapter 15 and chapter 21, verse 1 and 2. Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in the old age, at very old time. At the very time God has promised him and Abraham sacrificed his son Isaac, Genesis chapter 22. Here, the Quran in Surah 37, verse 100 and 212, the name Al-Safat, this is the name of the Surah chapters, it is in Arabic. Those who set the ranks We read of Abraham's sacrifice of his son, but which son? Allah states, Quran intimates it was Ishmael, but the Bible says he was Isaac. This is another contradiction. One thing I want to make very clear, that all these things stated in the Quran are legend. Because the Arabian pagans people do not believe the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. They were the pagans and they believed the different gods. On my conclusion, I will tell who the Allah is. But when the legends are told and retold, they do change the common denominators of the original story was Abraham, and it was easier to get the story mixed up by oral tradition than the written one. Next, Arab have considered Abraham as their earliest father. And every Muslim, when you talk to them, they will ask that we are the sons of Abraham's first son, Ishmael. We are the descendants of the Ishmael. But according to Bible, it is not true. Arab have considered Abraham as their earliest father through the Hagar and Ishmael. Historically, however, Genesis chapter 10 verse 25 to 30 was Joktan, if we read J-O-K-T-A-N. So these are the people who settled in Arabia before Abraham born. And next, about the Moses. Adoption of Moses by Pharaoh's daughter. Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 2 verse 5 that the lady was the Pharaoh's daughter who brought Moses at home. But what the Quran says? But Allah says she was the wife of Pharaoh. The other difference. Surah chapter 2, verse 5. And Noah's flood did not take place in the Moses' time, but Quran says that it took place in the Moses' time. Surah 7, verse 136. The Quran of, and Allah says that the Haman lived in Egypt during the time of Moses. We read the story about the Jewish people, the Israeli people, and in the book of Esther. And you just remember this. The Haman lived in Egypt during the time of Moses and worked for Pharaoh's building Tower of Babel. And it is mentioned in Surah 27 verse 4, 6, Surah 28 verse 38, Surah 29 verse 39, Surah 40 verse 23, 24, 36 and 37. But Haman actually lived in Persia and served the king in the book of Esther. We all know about the stories. Next, mistakes about the mother of the Jesus Christ, Mary. And in Quran and in Arabic, in Quran and in Arabic language they says Maryam. It is also in Urdu and in Persia. The Maryam, M-A-R-I-Y-A-M. But in English, Mary. Allah of the Quran contains many errors concerning of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Number one, her father was Imran. The name of Mary's father was Imran, Surah 66, verse 12. She gave birth to Jesus under the palm tree. The second, Surah 19:22. And we know all about the birth of the Jesus Christ because we are the believer. Bible clearly tells us Jesus born in a stable, Luke chapter 2 verse 1 to 20, in Bethlehem according to the Old Testament prophecies. Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, chapter 9 verse 6, Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 6, Micah chapter 5 verse 2 and Malachi chapter 3 verse 1. Here in the Quran Allah says, mother of Jesus, Mary, was the sister of Moses and Aaron. The big difference, and if you think about the time period of the Jesus Christ's birth and Moses, so it is long centuries ago. But here the Quran says, Surah 19 verse 28, that surah is also called by the name of the Maryam Surah, Mary. And I want to read, O sister of Aaron, your father was not a man of evil, not your mother an unchaste woman. And then, this is a very serious error that Allah of the Quran and His Messenger Muhammad did not understanding the difference time period from a biblical figures. We know about the birth of the Jesus Christ and the whole story. But here, what the Quran says, fables about Jesus Christ. Two of the most far-fetched and fantasy-filled fables ever attributed to Jesus Christ are reached in Quran, and then she pointed to him. They said, how can we talk to one who is incredible? I want to just tell about you. When the Jesus Christ born, according to the Quran, and the people came to Jesus' mother, Mary, what happened? You are a virgin woman, and how it is possible without a marriage you gave birth to a son? According to our own belief, that we believe that Jesus born by the Holy Spirit. But here what the Quran says, and Muslim believe, then the Mary asked and pointed to a finger to Jesus. He was, I think so, lying on the bed. And discussion going on. So then the Arabian people asked, how can it possible that a small child born 2-3 days before can talk? So then Jesus spoke. He spoke, lo, I am the slave of Allah. He has given me scripture and has appointed me a prophet. This is another legend Muhammad heard. And then I will tell you how it came to Muhammad. So, Surah Mary, chapter 19, verse 28 to 30, This is Allah who totally contradicts the true word of God of the Holy Bible. Now, I want to tell you about who the Allah is. I got this email, a long, long email from a person, friend forever, and he is from Egypt, a Muslim scholar. Allah in the Christian Bible. 6, 7, 8 pages he sent to me. And he wanted to prove that Allah is the same and is mentioned in the Holy Bible. So then I wrote a long, long outside, in the back you can see there. Yes. And with the references and everything. Yes. But I haven't time. So, I need to tell who the Allah is. The name of Allah, Allah. Muslims are very proud to say, when you say that, okay, when you want to go departed from one friend, say goodbye. And the Muslim says, Allah Hafiz. And in Pakistan, Christians do not say Allah Hafiz, they say Khuda Hafiz. Khuda is also a word taken from the Persian language, and it's very beautiful and common, and most of the Christians use this word Khuda and Rab. Rab is also from Persian language, and it's very common used for the deity of the true God. So we say Khuda Hafiz, but when you met the Muslims and want to go, then they will say Allah Hafiz. And sometimes they ask, okay, we don't want to say Khuda Hafiz because the Allah is the greatest and Khuda and Rab are other gods. So, who the Allah is? The word Allah was not something that invented by Muhammad or revealed from the first time in the Quran. Although Muslims believe this one. That Allah first time mentioned in the Quran. The well-known Middle East scholar H. Gibb has been pointed out that the reason that Muhammad never had to explain who Allah was in Quran is that his listeners already heard about Allah before Muhammad was born. So, this word was already in the Arab.
Okay. I want to make sure everybody understands what he just said. What he just said was in the Quran, Muhammad never explains the existence of Allah. It's like he's understood in the revelation. Everybody already understands who Allah was.
Yes. Why they knew Allah? So Allah, I mentioned about Middle East scholars, his name is Gibb, has pointed out that the people of the Arabian already knew about Allah before the birth of the Muhammad. The name Allah, Quran itself, witness, was well known in pre-Islamic Arabia indeed. Now you listen to it very carefully. Both in its feminine, females. Forms alat, A-L-L-A-T, and found infrequently among the names in the scriptures from North Africa. Because in the North Africa and Arabs, they were all the pagans. And in Kaaba, there were 360 icons, statues, idols. Because there were 360 different tribes, and they put one idol in the Kaaba, and they worship on their turn. And there was big idol, and its name was Allah, and it was belonged to Muhammad's family, because Muhammad's family was the custodian of the Kaaba. And actually what happened, because when the Muhammad's grandfather and his father died, the custody of the Kaaba taken to another tribe. Was taken to other tribe, and there was a big clash between the power. Because every day most of the people, hundreds of the people come in Kaaba and worship their God. And it is a good business. Yes.
Okay, so then Allah was the tribal God of the family of Muhammad. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
And the whole Arab knew about this one.
Supposedly.
Yes. Because when they come into the Kaaba and they look the big God. And now I want to talk next. So, the word Allah comes from compound word Al-Ilah. A-L-Al and I-L-A-H. Al is the definite article like the. The book, the city. And Ilah is an Arabic word for moon god. For moon god. Why? You go and see the mosque. At the top of the mosque, you see a crescent. It symbolizes something. We have a cross here. We put the cross in our neck, in our cars, vans, at home. And it represents that our Lord Jesus Christ gave his life on the cross for our sin. And we are the believer of the Jesus Christ. And what the crescent represents? The moon god. Next, it is not a foreign word, it is not a Syriac word for God, but pure Arabic word. Neither Allah is a Hebrew nor Greek. And if was from the Hebrews or Greeks, it must be in the Bible. Allah is purely Arabic terms used in reference to Arabian gods. Allah is a pre-Islamic name corresponding to the Babylonian god Baal. B-A-L-L. And next, why two books are different? Why Allah and God is not the same? I want to tell another thing. Here. And if you have interest in the history, so you must read the Islamic history. About Islam. Number one, when the Muslims go once in a life to perform the pilgrims, it's a one pillar of the Islam. Once in a life, it is compulsory for every Muslim who is wealthy and can afford, and God bound him to go into the Kaaba to perform the Hajj. H-A-J-J in Urdu, Persian, and Arabic, but in English, pilgrims. So, they go there, and you have seen that after they celebrated fasting, I think so, 30 days fasting Ramadan, and celebrated Eve. And then after 2 months and 10 days, they again celebrate the other festivals, and that is called the Eid al-Uzha. In the Arabic, Eid al-Uzha. And it's a debatable, some other day I will talk to who the Uzha is. It is actually the name of the Isaac in Arabic and Hebrew. So it is another long topic, but I just want to tell you that. And there is in Kaaba, when they want to, they go to perform the Hajj, and they also kiss a black stone. Arab worship the black stone, and so do all the followers of the Muhammad. There is nothing particularly surprising in stone worship if it is believed that the stone has become the physical embodiment of a mysterious forces which move the universe, and standing completely naked before such a stone and offering a blood sacrifice, the worshipper places himself within the circle of the divine power. From the stone, and some portion in the power is communicated to him. I want to explain it. When the Muslims go there, it is their duty that it is a ritual that they kiss the black stone. They kiss the black stone. And it is another ritual of the idol worshipper before the Islam. Black stone is a small piece of stone.
Where is it?
It is in Kaaba. Yes, Kaaba, where the Muslim perform the Hajj. And it is fixed there. And it is compulsory to every Muslim that he kissed it, because it is a part of their religion. But this ritual is pre-Islamic, because the Arabian also kissed this one before the Muhammad.
Kaaba,
the Makkah, yes. The Kaaba is a place, and it is in Makkah, Saudi Arabia. Now it is clear, I think so.
So it's another name for Mecca.
No, Makkah is a city,
yeah.
And the place named Kaaba. Kaaba is a cubic building. Black cubes, you can say. And they perform Hajj and 7 times round that one. So this is also the pre-Islamic ritual.
So where did the black stone come from?
Actually, the Muslim believe that the black stone came from the heaven. The angel of the Gabriel sent it to worship this one.
It landed in Mecca and been there for 1 million years.
Yes. But here in the Bible, God said, do not make idols. So, then.
Is that also in the Quran, not to make idols?
Yes. Because sometimes things you can find out in the Hadith, in the Islamic history. And most of the books, we have access to reach the Islamic book in India and Pakistan, although they are the bans, but the people who accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, and they were the big, big Muslim scholars. The mullahs. Mullahs called the Muslim clerics. They wrote the books. And my father had a small library about all these books. And there are so many books. Most of the writers have written that, why I became Christian. And it is a big professor, and his name was Sultan Muhammad Paul. He was a professor of Arabic, and then he became the professor of Persian and Arabic in the former Christian College, Lahore. He was a scholar, he was a PhD doctor in Islamic language. So this is a story about the Bible and the Quran. So my dear brothers, sisters, elders, these are the two books contradict each other. Nothing common to each other. So how it is possible that the God of the Bible and the Allah of the Quran are the same? Is it possible? Because the Bible said something else and the Quran said something else. Now, question. Yeah. Yes. Very important question. First, I want to tell you that while Muhammad became 25 years old, he went to a lady, her name was Khadija. She was a Jewish wealthy lady. She had a business bringing things from Syria, Damascus, and she was in need of a driver who took his camels as a guide and care of the business. So Muhammad was employed by the Khadija, and after few years Muhammad and Khadija fell in love, and Muhammad got married to Khadija. So because of a Jewish background, Khadija wanted that Muhammad belong to the pagan's family, and he wanted that Muhammad must believe the true God, because she believed the true God. And all the stories about the Moses, the Jacob, he learned from his wife, Khadija. There is another person, and his name is Virka bin Nawfal. He was Khadija's cousin, a Jewish guy, accepted the Jesus Christ and became the Nestorian Christian. Muhammad met to him, and what is in the Bible? The monotheism. He learned from Virka bin Nawfal. And his lifetime, Muhammad married to 22 women. And two were the Jewish ladies and two were the Christian. So all the stories you have in the Quran are from these ladies and that guy.
We're going to have to close. It's 10 after 8. Falek, we appreciate your coming to be with us tonight, and we'll have to see if we can get you to come back another time. But let's close with prayer. And if you have personal questions, you want to come and talk with Falek after we're done, that's fine. It'd be great. Thank you very much, Falek. Father, we praise you, for you are the one true God. Your Son is Jesus Christ. It is through Christ that we come to you, Father, and by His blood we come to you. We thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit that lives inside of us, Father, to help us to know truth and to know error. Father, I pray that you would bless this congregation. You would bless us as we seek to know truth, for truth matters, Father. In a world that declares that truth is relative, that one person can have one truth and another can have another that is totally different and still be true, it is our prayer in Jesus' name that you would walk us in the truth, for Jesus Christ is the way and the truth and the life. Now bless us, bless Follick, bless his ministry, bless his studies in this country, and this time that he's here. We thank you for our partnership that we have with him in Jesus Christ. In your precious name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.